Welcome to Legacy Fundraising Chat, where I talk about everything legacy related to help you as a fundraiser generate more interest amongst your supporters in legacy giving. I'm your host, Sunita Gudu, founder of Persuasion and a legacy marketer, providing consultancy training, coaching and interim support to charities of all sizes. Welcome to episode 19. Is fear holding you back from having legacy conversations? Now, anyone that's heard me present to a room of potential legacy prospects would be really surprised to know that I once upon a time had a fear of talking to a donor about legacy giving. Now, coupled with that fear with public speaking, and I felt my career as a legacy fundraiser might actually be over before it's even begun. But if you're listening to this episode because it's something that you're feeling, I totally get it. Or perhaps you're listening to this episode because you are managing someone that struggles in this area. Or perhaps you have identified that there are people across your organization that are probably held back from talking about legacies because of this fear. Now, it's natural that we don't want to admit this fear to others. I certainly didn't. Especially if promoting and talking about legacies is a key part of your role. But none of us were born legacy fundraisers, and all the skills that come with this really have to be learned. And sometimes we have to learn it the hard way. And this is why being a legacy fundraiser or having some responsibility for this form of giving, amongst all the other hats that you probably wear, is really tough. However, our fears and our insecurities need to really be uncovered, and we need to challenge them. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the darker side of our role as legacy fundraisers. And that is, number one, what is fear in itself? And how do we know if we're actually fearful or experiencing something else? And where does this fear come from? And how can we actually overcome it? Because that's the thing that we want to work out, right? So number one, what is fear? I decided to look this up, and in psychological terms, I'm just going to recite actually what the definition is. Fear is a natural and primitive emotion that can be experienced by everyone to some degree. Now, isn't it reassuring to know that it can be experienced by everyone? And the definition goes on to say, it alerts us to the presence of dangers, whether they are real dangers or imagined. Fear is a normal response to many situations and is composed of two primary reactions, biochemical and emotional reaction. The biochemical reaction to fear causes our bodies to respond to perceived threats in the environment. Now, what really stands out for me is that last sentence. It's normal. It's totally okay to be scared of something, whether the danger is visible or not to the naked eye, when we don't know what the outcome will be of a particular situation. Now, acknowledging that you are fearful, I think, is a great step. Well, it's the first step, by sure, to exploring why you're experiencing this in the first place. Especially if you're going into an unknown territory. And you're supposed to be apprehensive, aren't you? When we don't know what the outcome is of something, aren't we usually a little bit fearful anyway? And self-reflection in this case, I think, is absolutely fundamental. You might want to think back to a time when you felt fearful, but actually, what you were fearing or what you had imagined actually never came to fruition. And how did you manage those feelings? And how would you manage those again? So I am jumping a little bit ahead of my own episode, but we'll go on to number two now. So how to know if you're fearful? Some people may experience physical signs such as, you know, you might sweat, you might have increased heart rate, pupils might dilate. And the purpose of these body reactions is not just so that people notice that we look weird, but also it's really our body preparing to either combat the threat of something or to run away from that fear. You might be familiar with this in terms of the flight or flight response. The emotional response varies massively from person to person. There are extreme levels of fear that can develop into anxiety conditions or even phobias. And they can feel incredibly intense where someone actually feels trapped. But we're not going to cover the extremes of fear in this episode, but the lesser symptoms. So number three, where does fear come from? Well, essentially, we know it starts in the brain. And it actually can be something that's learned. I'm going to give you a personal example. So I had a fear of dogs because my dad had a fear of dogs. And I remember as a little girl, him grabbing my hand to cross the opposite side of the road to get away from a dog. It was only when I encountered dogs in my adult life that I knew where that fear had come from, and it actually wasn't mine. Again, we touched on this earlier. It can be the fear of the worst happening. But really, what is the worst thing a donor can say if you talk to them about leaving a legacy to your charity? Number four, how can you overcome this fear? Because we know fear is completely irrational. If we can get to a place where we can feel this irrationality, I'm not sure if that's a word, but it works in this context. So if we can get to a point where we know this is coming up with a clearer and calmer mind, we can start to rationalize and tell the irrational part that there is absolutely nothing to fear. So just before you go into a presentation, you might be able to say things to yourself such as, I'm totally prepared for this talk. I know what to say and I know I can handle any questions. The things that have helped me to overcome the fear was doing breathing exercises. I practice yoga and meditation daily, and I find that generally quite calming. And it naturally means I can make better decisions because I'm able to rationalize any anxieties or any fears that might come up. There is something called progressive muscle relaxation, where you can tense a muscle group for a few seconds and then release it. The idea is that the release of the muscles should decrease any buildup of tension and therefore remove any mild symptom of fear. And really, I think any form of exercise, a short walk, ideally in some greenery, can help to calm the mind as well. So that, my listener, is all for this episode. I hope you found the approach to breaking down what fear is and how to overcome it helpful, especially the techniques that I've used. So the takeaways from this episode, I hope, will give you the confidence as a legacy fundraiser. And they are to acknowledge and learn from your fear. Everyone encounters fear-inducing situations. Even if you don't act how you'd hoped you would have done in the moment, reflect on that after the event. So when you are in that situation again, you'll be better equipped. You'll know how to deal with that. Really understand it's normal. And it does not have to be a negative experience. Fear could be a sign that you're doing things that are out of your comfort zone. And understanding that fear can be a sign that you're challenging yourself. And that can really help you in some ways and maybe push through and find that strength to get past those emotions. And finally, I just want to say, be really proud that you're facing this head on. Overcoming fear is really not easy, and it can take time. It's an automatic process that can make you freeze and leave you feeling really helpless. But if you've worked through any fears in the past, reflect on that, how brave you've been, and be proud. Thank you so much for listening to Legacy Fundraising Chat, brought to you by Persuasion, a consultancy training and coaching organisation helping fundraisers just like you. Thank you also for everything that you do for your cause in the charity sector, making it an inspiring place to work. I'm your host, Sunita Gudu, championing your legacy fundraising efforts.